The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16. This is letter number 6016. Baruch Hashem, the 28th day of Teves, Tovshin Yudches, Brooklyn. Rav HaGoyen, that was addressing Rav HaChosid, Shirei Likim, Moreinu, Ephraim, Eliezer, Sheyichye HaKoyin, Yolus. We had many letters to him. He was the chief rabbi in Philadelphia, and he was a great follower of the Rebbe. He was a person that had a big position. He was a scholar, and he was totally given over to the Rebbe, come old of Habrengens. Shalom Ubracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letters from the eve of the 24th of Tevis, which is the Hilula, Yortzeit, of the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Tanya and the Shulchan Aruch. And also, that was closed in there, and also the one I got from the next day. First, the Rebbe says, thank you for the good news about your health. And the Rebbe says, Yirotzin, that also the other matters about which you write, you should be able to give good news in the revealed and visible good. Should be good, the other matters also. And the Rebbe says, this is befitting to the saying of our sages. The Rebbe always weaved in Torah ideas and concepts, especially to this Rabbi Yolus, that the Rebbe says, fitting to the saying of our sages, as they talk about the 10th month, which is Teves, is the Chodesh Teves, and he presented the Rebbe with the contribution of the year, the yearly on Teves. So the month of Teves, the Gemara says, it's a month that the body rejoices from the body. Literally, it goes on the story of Teves when Esther was taking, who says that she went to Lokach Esther, who Chodesh HaAsiri, the 10th month, that's a cold month. And then one body enjoys the other body. That's the month. That's why she was taking them. She was taking them to Achashverosh. So the Rebbe says, this body of Achashverosh that is enjoying the body of Esther is also, according to the Medrash, Achashverosh goes on Hashem. The Medrash says Achashverosh is Achriz Vereshis Shalei. That this should be also as explained in the Medrash, which was brought, it is brought down in Meire Eir, and there's a note over here, also in another, in a Sefer of the Ramah called Mechir Yayin. The Rebbe says it's there too. He doesn't have it handy there. But over there, it also says that this is referring, Achashverosh goes about Hashem, who's Achriz Bereshis Shaloi. So from this we understand that the body, which is the essence and the Mahus, is enjoying the body of a Jewish person. And the Rebbe says, a Jewish person's body, it's not only his soul is holy, but the Rebbe says, look in the holy book of Tanya, chapter 49, it says, when we say God chose us from all nation and languages, he's talking about the materialistic body. And true choice is only by someone who is not under any boundaries and any limitation. So that means, as the Rebbe references Igeres HaKodesh Shimon Chof, that he wrote several days before he passed away in Kfar Piena, which this letter is in, is Chof Dalet Teves. This is Chof Ches Teves, but he wrote on Chof Dalet Teves, which is the Yortzeit that the Rebbe pointed out in the beginning. So the Rebbe is also associating it that in that Igeres HaKodesh Simchof Ches, on page 130, on the end of side one, over there, he talks about that what God chose was not just the Jewish soul, but the Jewish body. And as a result, because there's no limitation to Hashem, so also the Jewish people, on them too, it goes the true, this is on the highest level, a Jew has a choice. When it says, man was like one of us, ke'achad mimenu, heino odom ke'achad mimenu, means that he has a choice. People have choices, the Rebbe references. And so the Rebbe is saying, God, so to speak, is enjoying the body specifically. It's a guf nenemin a guf, based upon what's explained in Tanya in chapter 36. And it is specifically through bodily matters is fulfilled that which Hashem desired, etc. And so when could this be? Only you have to have first, you have to be healthy. Your body needs to be healthy, needs to be whole, as explained in the Rambam Hilchos Deis in the beginning of Perek Gimel Perek Daled. The Rebbe gives him certain pointers over here and from different places, but the Rebbe basically is saying the body takes up a special place in Judaism, that the body needs to be healthy and strong, and especially the month of Tevis, in which we say the body benefits from the body, which means God benefits, so to speak, from the body of a Jew, his real joy. And the reason is because the body brings about that desire to be within the world into the physicality. All these are things that need to be explained and are explained in other, just very quickly, just to go off, that the Rebbe is referencing to this. So, therefore, the Rebbe is saying to him that health is very important, physical health is very important. That's only when you can get all the other things. And the Rebbe concludes with honor or a blessing for good news and all the above, and as connected to your birthday, for a year of success, both physically and spiritually. Now, the Rebbe responds to a few things that he asked the Rebbe. Actually, he told the Rebbe a story that on a Shabbos Kodesh, he went into the previous Rebbe in Tovshin Dalet, and he was drinking tea over there. And I related, I was excited, as I used to when I was young, from our sitting together during Shabbos, Kodesh, during the Suda of Atika Kadisha, during the Suda of Suda Shlishis. And what we spoke about, he was telling, I guess, the Friedrich Rebbe from what he was talking about to the Rebbe at that time. And I expressed that I felt the natural love. And immediately the Friedrich Rebbe said to me, a natural love on Shabbos Kodesh? No, a hidden love. So he asked the Rebbe, why is that a natural love, something which is not acceptable? Why did the previous Rebbe say that there should not be a natural love? So the Rebbe says, maybe we can explain it as follows. Because since the Holy Shabbos is to have pleasure in every aspect, just like oil floats in every place. So, how is it possible to have that level of delight, enjoyment in every aspect of the Shabbos, even by sleeping, the Rebbe brings down, but just as oil will float into everything. Shemesh mefafeya b'kol mokim. And this seems to be against the nature, because by definition, enjoyment, a delight, is not constant. The always and all encompassing cannot be delight. The delight is not something, it's only that happens once in a while. So how do you have it all the time? So that's why I think that the Rebbe is explaining to him that this is not a natural, because this is, to have that love is not a natural thing. It's not to have it. And the Rebbe brings down in from Tanya, Ukamoitava, even though, so it means that it's like, that it's not, it's also for the same idea over there, that it's not a constant pleasure, it's not a really a pleasure, it can only be like a nature. In any event, to still study this a little bit further, but those were certain points that the Rebbe gave to Rabbi Yalus after thanking him for the good news about his health. And it says it's fitting in the time of Tevis. His health is a very important thing, because guf nena mina guf. So the Eibishter is enjoying a Jewish body, needs to be healthy. Rebbe bless him for good news. And the Rebbe also answers his question that he asked the Rebbe.